Now, the US has struck a deal with Iran that's led to a number of people with dual US-Iranian citizenship detained on national security charges in Iran being released from a Tehran prison into house arrest. In exchange, it's being reported that some $6 billion of Iranian funds in South Korea have been unfrozen. Well, Chatham House's Middle East Programme Director, Dr. Sanam Vakil, has been telling us more about the people detained and how the negotiations have gone to have them released.
The five detainees, or I refer to them as hostages because they're used as leverage to extract concessions from the US and the international community, have each been held for varying times in Iran. Three of them are well known and have been in the country in prison for a number of years, while two of the detainees' names have not been released, and we don't have any background on who they are, but they were recently detained by the Iranian government to add additional pressure on the United States.
This negotiation, Dr. Vakil, was going on for some time to secure this release, albeit from prison into house arrest.
This negotiation has been on and off for about 2 years now. There were hopes of a release in March, but then Iran sort of threw spanners into the wheels by detaining further individuals, and President Biden was very committed to try to bring all of the Americans unjustly held in Iran home.
There is a sense now that these five individuals will get home, but it may take a few more weeks.
Yes, it's going to take a number of weeks to transfer the funds to Qatar and Oman, where they will be administrated. And there are lots of legal and financial loopholes that have to be addressed for those funds to go through the financial system and prevent anyone from incurring sanctions through this process.
The White House not saying how much money involved, but well reported that the figure is $6 billion of Iranian funds unfrozen that were in South Korea.
That is our assumption, that it's those funds that are being released, and Iran will be only able to use those funds for humanitarian purchases.
The deal hasn't gone down well in all parts of the United States. There has been some political backlash towards the Biden administration.
That's expected. Iran's behavior and engaging with the Islamic Republic, also in the aftermath of last year's very violent protests that were repressed by the Islamic Republic, is seen as appeasement and obliging of Iran's worst behavior. But the president did commit at the outset of his presidency and then through his campaign to bring unjustly held Americans home. And so this is something to celebrate. No American should be lingering abroad despite the fact that the Islamic Republic is engaging in really irreprehensible activities.
Tensions between Iran and the US, of course, at a very high level, really since President Donald Trump withdrew from the 2015 nuclear deal designed, obviously, to curb Iran's atomic weapons program or atomic program.
Yes, the US government withdrew from the Iran nuclear agreement, hoping that through sanctions pressure, they could negotiate a bigger, better, longer and stronger deal with Iran. That, of course, has not happened. And Iran's nuclear program has accelerated significantly so that Iran is enriching uranium at very high levels and is quite close to being a threshold state, as would be described by many nuclear experts. The hope is that through this prisoner exchange deal, that the Biden administration will also be able to achieve an understanding with the Islamic Republic to limit uranium enrichment and to contain the outbreak of a crisis, which is important for the president as he enters into his reelection cycle.
And that was Dr. Sanam Vakil, director of Middle East, the Middle East program at Chatham House, speaking to us a little earlier.